Healing Power Hour with your host, Dr. Akilah L. Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Akilah L, and welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. This is our studio broadcast here on our website. We have two streams where, well, not two streams, we have two recordings. One is where we do the telephone broadcast, and we're able to accept live call-ins as well as live chat. And the other one was just me all by my lonesome here in the studio where I produce and make miniature episodes on various health topics that are holistic related. Today I am going to broadcast our episode 8, our 8th episode, and that will be focused on emotional health. And this is going to be a very educational broadcast. I have noticed that I've been doing a lot of radio shows about physical health and getting a flat stomach and detoxing your body and eating properly and how to go grocery shopping. And I have really neglected to focus on one of the most important aspects of our body, and that is our mind, you know, specifically the emotions, because a lot of the diseases or diseases stem from that. So, and it comes from, the root cause is usually from some type of emotional connection or emotional situation that we have not resolved or forgiven or let go. So all of these play a part of holistic health. And I decided to focus the next several episodes on emotional and mental health. You know, my website is filled with information on physical health. However, I still have to include other things that encompass our body as a whole, such as mental, emotional health, and spiritual health. So let's talk about emotional health, and what is emotional health, and this is going to be the holistic version. Now, many people are confused about emotions and the role that they play in our lives and the impact that they have on our health. First of all, emotions are normal and healthy. They are essential for human function. They are our personal responses to the events of our daily lives. Without emotions, we would not know what felt good or bad, what we like or do not like. If we ever took the time to listen to our emotions, it can guide us in a positive direction in our lives like a compass. Unfortunately, most of us do not know how to use our emotions in this way. We are so uninformed and disconnected in the benefits that our emotions can bring us. Amongst the misconception about emotions, many of us have been taught that some emotions are good, like happiness, joy, love, etc. And some emotions are bad, like anger, frustration, jealousy, hatred, etc. The truth is, all emotions are good. Emotions are only bad and become harmful when we don't express them completely and appropriately. This is true of love as it is of anger. Just think about it. How many of us are willing to express our emotions of love and gratitude? Now, how many of us are willing to express our emotions of anger and hate? Which one do you express more? And which emotions do you express least? Think about it. The reason for this is when we are not feeling or expressing our emotions, we are either denying or repressing them. And in repressing or denying our emotions, we are setting ourselves up for future pain and dysfunction. You know you haven't effectively released emotions from an event that happened in your past when every time you think about that event, you feel angry, hurt, or some sort of emotional pain. Another misconception about emotions is that emotions should be logical and rational. Emotions are not logical or rational. Emotions have nothing to do with logic and reasons in how we think we should feel in any given situation. Emotions are what they are and what we experience when we feel them. Sadly, too many people do not feel their emotions. Many simply think about feeling their emotions and then brush it off. This often has drastic and negative consequences for our mental and physical health in the future. In short, emotional health involves the free expression of our emotions, which means we must fully feel and express them appropriately. Now that we have an understanding of what emotional health is, I think it's about time that we apply, or no, not apply. We are more aware of our emotional state of mind on a day-to-day basis. I think to just go out in idle thought and not be aware or not even be connected to how you feel and why do you feel this way and how you can change the way you feel is just unacceptable. And I think this is the reason why the medical profession and the medical society at large can basically advertise and prescribe all kinds of prescription drugs with a long, long list of side effects to the masses in this country. America is the only country that has a pharmaceutical advertisement on the television, and I think that is an abomination personally. And I won't get into that because I can get into a whole rant about that. But what I want people to understand is that when you wake up, how do you feel? Do you even take the time to understand or make yourself aware of what you're feeling at that moment? This morning, you know, I woke up and I didn't feel emotionally well. I felt like gloom and gloom. And I had to, when my feet hit the floor, I had to ask myself, okay, why am I feeling this way? What's going on? What's this all about? And then I realized that I feel this way because yesterday everything was closed because we had an ice storm on Sunday. Right now it's Tuesday, January the 11th, I think. 2011. Yes, 1-1-1-1-1. So, yeah. And Sunday, we had an ice rain. We had a lot of ice fall out the sky. And then we had a light dust of snow. So, Atlanta's not used to ice or snow. But it really wasn't the snow because it wasn't that much. It was more of the ice. So, the city kind of shut down yesterday. It shut down yesterday because today is Tuesday. When I went to bed, I was thinking, I really miss the gym. I really would like to get out of my house, and I would really like to go to the gym, and I would really like to do some errands, run some errands, you know, to the bank, and also I need to go to FedEx, you know, take care of some business. And when I woke up this morning, my emotions were not settling. They were in a dark place. And so when my feet hit the floor as I rose out of bed, I had to check myself. And I put my hand over my heart and I said, what's going on? What's the problem? And I started talking to myself. And I am an advocate of talking to yourself. I believe that everybody should do it. And I believe that everybody should answer yourself. Now, I don't care if people think you're crazy. Trust me. It is very healing and healthy to talk to yourself. I think when you talk nonsense to yourself, that's when the problems arise. So I asked myself this morning those questions. What's going on? What's on your mind? What seems to be the problem? And instantly, I heard the answers in my head. It's the snow. It's the ice. My gym. I feel lazy. I need to work out. All kinds of things connected to the weather. And then before I stood out of bed, I had a long talk with, not really a long talk with myself, I had a talk with myself. And I said, listen, Akila, you have no control over the weather, okay? The only thing you can do is hope and wish for the best. If the gym is closed and the banks are closed and all the other places that you need to go to today are closed, then how can you use this time wisely that will empower you and put you in a better emotional state? And I thought about, wow, well, I can work on my newsletter. I can go ahead and upload an article on my blog. I can answer a lot of emails. I can finish some programs. I can also do a studio show. I can catch up on some movies that I wanted to see online. I started thinking of all these things that will make me happy, put me in a more positive state. And I rose out of bed and I began to go about my day. I went and took a shower, and then I fixed some breakfast, and I called the gym, and of course the gym was closed. And instantly I checked myself. I said, do not get in a funky state. You can use this opportunity to catch up on a lot of celestial healing work. And that's exactly what I have done and what I'm currently doing with this broadcast here. So these are the things that you can do on a day-to-day basis that will help you. I believe that what we do is we just deny or we just ignore our emotional state. This goes with everything in life, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you lots of examples. And I will have no problem using myself as a lot of those examples from personal experience. You know, when we are more in tune to our emotional health, a lot of times we have to get rid of the negativity in our lives. And the negativity comes from things from our past. It's, to me, to sit there and blame someone or keep a grudge, hold a grudge, have hatred, have envy and jealousy and a lot of ill feelings that can produce ill will towards someone else is not helping you. It's not healthy to you. One of the things, and I've talked about this before in some other shows, is that one of the things people ask me, when they ask me about when I cure myself naturally of cancer, they always all want to ask me about the herbs I use. And I have to be honest with them and tell them that, listen, the herbs were important. The nutrition was important. The water drinking was important. Eliminating bad food was important. But do you know what really brought on the healing was the emotional therapy I received during that stage of my life? The loving myself in the mirror, the positive thinking, affirmations, visualizations, mental thought, meditation, you know, keeping negative people out of my life, and this includes family. If they were not positive, if they were not empowering, if they had nothing good to say, they had to get out of my life. And this is a very brave thing to do, because a lot of people are so-called dependent upon their negative friends and their negative family. Some people really are fearful of being alone, and they rather be miserable with negative people than alone and happy. But then again, being alone is not happy to them. But I don't understand how anyone can trade in peace for chaos. I don't understand that. I know that is a learned behavior. I do understand that conditioned in an environment, when you are conditioned in an environment that you have been involved with for years and years and years, it takes a lot to quote unquote unlearn these things. But once you try a little bit at a time, step by step, you'll get to the point where your peace is not up for any negotiation for nonsense. Also, when you are very in tune to your emotions, you know, and you get to the stage where you meet new people. When you meet new people, you understand whether these people are negative or positive, or shall I say, these people are empowering or they are emotional vampires. I've learned that in a lot when I was in Germany. I encountered a lot of people, which was my intentions, because in Atlanta, I have a lifestyle that excludes a lot of my friends. It includes only my clients and only the people I work out with in the gym, and that's it. That's all I have time for. But when I am in Germany, I have more time. I'm not as hardcore on working out in the gym. So that's going to change when I go back, though, by the way. But I am more friend-friendly. And because I'm unique and unique looking for an American coming out of the, you know, to me, I blend in Atlanta. Being tall, black with locks down to my waist is no big deal. I mean, I'm invisible is when I come out here. But when I go to Germany, where there is no one over there who looks like me, that there is no woman there close to my height, I stand out. And when you stand out, I had to put my gum away, that was very unprofessional. When you stand out, people begin to come to you, and they're very curious, and they're very attracted to you because of your uniqueness. And I'm very fully aware of this. And so, you know, I began to make lots and lots of friends while I was in Germany. And as soon as I met someone, you know, I don't know who they are or what they all about, but after talking to them about 5 or 10 minutes or something like that, you begin to learn their personality. And the more you're around them, the more you have an understanding of, yeah, I don't know if I want this type of person too close to me. And because I am a healthy person, as soon as I find out that somebody has a bad habit, like they smoke a lot or they drink a lot, you know, they like to party a lot, they take recreational drugs, I keep those type of people as associates. I never let them in. But when I also meet people who love to play that victim, that, oh, the world is against me, or, oh, why doesn't this guy who's married to this woman, why does he love me? Why doesn't he leave her for me? Or, oh, no, why does this woman at this job always bothering me? And why doesn't my boss give me a raise? And these people got to stay away from me. They get the hell on. I don't like victims around me. And I keep them out of my space. That goes for family too. And so when I meet someone like this, and of course these particular people love me, they want to be my friend, they want to befriend me, they want to go out, they want to hang out, they want my number, and you know what I do? I either shoot them a blank, or I make empty promises, which are known as big fat lies. Hey, girl, Akilah, yeah, listen, we're all going to go hang out this weekend at club so-and-so, such-and-such. hey, you want to come? Yeah, girl, sure, I'll be there. What time y'all going to be there? Oh, we're going to meet over there about 1 o'clock in the morning. No problem, I'll be there. And you know what I know in my head? I'm not coming. I'm not coming. At 11 o'clock, if it's on a weekday, at 11 o'clock, I'm turning my cell phone off and I'm going to bed. Now, they can call and talk to the answer machine all they want. But, and text me all they want, but I'm not going to hear nothing because I'm going to be asleep. And then when I wake up and I got all the texts and everything, I'm going to say, oh man, sorry about that. Something came up. Oh, maybe next time. And if they ask me again, I'll do it again and I'll do it again and I'll do it again and I'll do it again. I'll keep lying. I'll keep not showing up until finally they realize, hey, this girl just don't want to hang out with us. Now, I know you all are probably saying, well, Dr. Keela, what's wrong with just telling them the truth? You know, I am very honest. I am almost brutally honest. But I know some people just don't listen to the truth. You know how you tell some of your girlfriends, that man is cheating on you, or he's no good for you, or she's with a good man, but she's messing up on behind his back, and you try to give her the truth and everything like that. She don't listen to you because people sometimes ignore the truth. It's the truth coming to their ear, and they don't hear it. They just switch the words around so in a way where they can comprehend what they want to hear. Like these people who go to American Idol and they can't sing, and you tell them they can't sing, but they hear you can't sing like Aretha Franklin, or you can't sing like Nina Simone, but you can sing. That's what they really hear. Well, when I've noticed from the past that when I tell friends who just don't listen, they want what they want from you, and they're not accepting no for an answer. When you tell them the truth, like, you know, a club scene on a weekday when I got to go to work tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the morning is not my thing. I have to get up in the morning and I have to attend work, you know. And they don't hear that. They don't care about your quality sleep. They don't care about the fact that you have a job, all right, or you own a business in my case. They're not interested in that. They want you with them at this club. That's all they want. So what they say, oh, it's okay. If you come at 1, I promise you don't have to stay up till, you don't have to stay to the club until 3. You can get home and then you can just get 4 or 5 hours of sleep, drink some coffee, and you right to work that next day. I promise you. And you know it's not going to end that way. Anytime you tell someone something like the truth, like, I can't, I have to go to work the next day, and they try to figure out a way where you can still come and party with them, regardless of what your concerns are as far as your work is concerned and your sleep, are selfish people who are not thinking about you and don't have you in their best interest. So this is when you just straight lie. And I know that sounds strange from coming from a naturopathic doctor who's saying, you mean you want me to really lie to my friends? If your friends don't respect the truth, then tell them a lie. Because guess what? You get what you want in the end. When I tell this particular friend, not all my friends, or I can't even say friends, I would have to say associates, because I have those type of people. I have to correct myself, excuse me. Those type of people I don't really socialize and consider friends. I consider them associates. So when I want to go out and mingle, when I want to go to a nice club, when I want to go out and party, these are the people I call. When I have problems or when I want to talk about what's going on in my life, these are not the people I call. I don't call these people. But so the associates in my life, you know, when you talk to them, because a friend, a real friend, will understand you have a responsibility to your not only lifestyle, but your well-being and your job, as well as your health, because sleeping is very healthy. And if I go somewhere at 1 o'clock, I'm not going. If I get out there at 3 o'clock, I won't probably get home till 4. And if I have to get up at 6:30 or 7 o'clock, that's not much time of sleeping. So that means, yeah, I'll get to my job, but I'll get to my office, or I get to my wellness center, whatever, and I am groggy throughout the day. And I'm not a caffeine person, so I'm not going to dope my body up with any kind of caffeine. So if, when I tell a friend I have some clients tomorrow at the wellness center, they understand it. They don't press the issue. But people who are not considered your friends are not. And this is all about emotional health, because when you feel like someone is violating your lifestyle, your words, that's going to cause emotional stress. And you have a decision to either let them go or sign up for the craziness. And when you want peace, you just don't sign up for any of that. And if you gotta lie or avoid people to do it, that's fine. The ultimate goal is having a peace of mind. If they want to be angry with you, fine, let them. Get over the fact that everybody gotta like you. If everybody likes you, you're unhappy, because you're spending so much time making other people happy but yourself. The one person you should make happy is yourself. That you should put yourself on the top of the list, not on the fifth or at the bottom, which a lot of women do. You should be at the top. And when you come to a self-awareness, when you realize that you have some emotional baggage and you have some emotional issues that you have to let go, you start to work on those. And you all know from my website, we have some emotional release therapy, free of charge, exercises, emotional release exercises that we have on the website, healingpowerhour.com. You just go to the emotional therapy page and scroll to the bottom, and you'll see three free exercises that are very good in releasing past individuals and situations from our past that are controlling our present and our future. And this is a very good exercise. I highly recommend it, and it's wonderful. Feel free to check it out. We're going to do some more, probably another part two on the emotional health. But I want to come slowly, because I got about 5 more minutes. I want to slowly come to a conclusion on this and say that make today the day that you are aware of your emotions. Even right now, how do you feel? How was your day? What happened today? What's going on today? Or what's going on for tomorrow? How do you feel about that? When you wake up in the morning, touch your heart. Does it feel heavy? Does it feel light? Do you feel happy? Do you feel sad? Are you worried? What are you worried about? And if you have to, write these things down. Talk to yourself. It's okay. Especially if somebody's there, it's hard to say, if somebody's like, who are you talking to? Say, I'm talking to myself, don't worry about it. You know, you can be really good company with yourself if you gave yourself a chance. And you know that someone has issues when they hate to be in silence. They hate to hear their voices in their heads because they don't like what is being said. And if that's the case, that is someone who has a lot of releasing to do, a lot of healing to do. So today, be aware of your emotional state. Start off a day, if you're in a funk, start off your day with positive thinking, visualization. One of the best things I always notice is that being grateful, waking up and being grateful for the things that have happened in your life, for the people who are in your life. Just being grateful like that is just a blessing itself that will really, really make your day a positive one. And when you're grateful, and after you think of like 5 or 10 things that you should be grateful today, then move on to, things that will make you laugh, or thinking about something that will make you laugh. or just going into a calm state. If you don't want to be on a happy, you know, happy moment, don't be on a sad one, but you can be on a peaceful one. And that just takes 3 minutes of quick meditation, deep breathing in, deep breathing out, and just really focus on your breathing into your lungs, going out, and just seeing all of the stress and tension moving out of your body and out into the ethers, and breathing in relaxation, peace, and calmness. Just being very calm, breathing all that in. And breathing in health would also help as well. So you do these things every morning, you will take extreme steps to accomplishing good emotional health. So we'll have some more. I think I'm going to do another part of this emotional health again tomorrow. So that this was episode 8. So episode 9 will probably be part 2 of emotional health. This is Dr. Akilah. If you have a topic you wish for me to discuss on our studio broadcast, please feel free to email me and or call. And my email address as well as the phone number is located on the website healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. And I'll be sure to answer and reply back to you, in addition to getting your topic out there for everybody to listen to as I talk about them. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, well, thank you once again for joining me here again on Healing Power Hour Radio. Tune in next time when we talk about emotional health part 2 on episode 9. Until then, I'm wishing everybody blessings of peace, love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Peace and blessings, everybody. Take care.